So, this is kind of nervous making. This is my very first shot at a ramble fap. And kind of rambly because I've got ADD. And I go off on random tangents, but I'm going to try to keep on track. Okay. I've been feeling kind of phlegmy, like hopefully I'm not getting sick, but I might be. So if I have to cough or clear my throat, I will try, for the love of God, to edit that out so you don't burst your eardrums. But, let's see. I don't know if my voice is still warmed up from when I was singing in the car, like, 3 hours ago. Probably not. So, probably get to hear my raspy, not awake yet voice, because I don't want to be awake. And since I don't have a script, I'm not playing a part, probably going to be able to hear my accent come out a lot. It's really weird and random and spotty. So, well, that's going to be cool to see if that happens, I guess. Alright, so, I guess the first thing I will say is, should probably take off these panties here. To explain a little bit about where I am, I'm at home. And my roommate did not leave, so I'm not alone. So I kind of have to be quiet. Which is going to be hard, because I am a fucking screamer. And I screamed so loud that, one time, right in the middle of sex, we were quiet for a second, and I heard the neighbor, who was not on the other side of the wall, they're across kind of a short lawn in a driveway. Anyway, I heard them playing music, blasting super loud, and they were not when we started. And then, you know, I finished, finished having sex, and, like, half a minute later, it turned off. So passive-aggressively telling me to keep my shit down. I don't think that's gonna happen, though. So, yeah. But since they heard that, clear the fuck across wherever, and my roommate is in the same building as me, you know, just at the other end. Have to be a little bit quiet, at least, I guess. So, now that I've got these panties off, I'm just laying here in a little dark room. So that fucking people can't accuse me of random shit. And to help me so I can actually do this. Because anxiety's a bitch. Let's see. So I'm laying here. I'm trying to be comfy on the floor. Because there's not really any comfy place to be in here. That doesn't make a bajillion sounds every time you move. And that would suck, probably, for this. Fuck, see, random tangents. Okay, let's see. So, I'm just laying here on the floor, with a pillow under my head, so I'm kind of comfy. And now that I've got my panties off, all I've got on is this, tank top that is super low cut. It's, like, hardly staying on. Good thing laying down. And I got socks because my feet get cold. Hopefully it gets warm in here, but not too warm. let's see. I was having a conversation with someone from Gone Wild Audio, and they asked me what, toys I have, what my favorite is. So I thought I'd go through what I've got. Are pretty strange, I guess. They're a bunch of random mishmash of stuff that you might expect to find in some MacGyver-like toy box. One time I was at a thrift store and I found a bag that was full of scraps, except that they were not just scraps, but they were like this really nice satiny, silky material, and they're all different colors, like purple and blue and green, and a couple pink ones, a red one. Anyway, doesn't matter what color they are, except to heighten the image. I was gonna make a costume out of them, but, instead, I started using them as belts because I was a virgin at that time and was not having sex, but I still really like being tied up, and so I tied my pants up with them. I have always really wanted a four-poster bed. Not a four-poster, but specifically a canopy bed, because, you know, being able to get tied up to specifically the fucking bed and having a tiny little closed off space where no one can intrude. I mean, I like small spaces makes me feel safer. So being able to be closed off from anything else, random people who happen to be in the other room, random shit like that, helps loosen my inhibitions, and being tied up is pretty fucking sexy to me. And let's see, I got a set of handcuffs, not like real play handcuffs, but this is where the random shit comes in. They're like handcuffs that you get from, I don't know, some kid's playset where there's like cops and robbers and there's a set of metal handcuffs in there. Yep. So, I mean, they're quick escape. You can get out, but isn't the fun in not getting out? Let's see. I've got a set of nipple clamps, but honestly, my boobs are so big that they like pull them off all the time. I'm seriously gonna have to wear like a sports bra pulled down to keep my boobs together enough to hold the clamps on. I've got a set of suction, I don't know, they're just little suction things you squeeze and they pull. And, you know, mostly they're for nipples, but you can use them in other places too. I've got a three set of nipple and clit pumps that are, you put them on and you twist and they go, pull all the blood to it, make it feel real good. Other than that, I guess I've got just random little things like, I don't know, those finger gloves. I don't know, I haven't even played with those in a while. And then onto my bigger, more expensive toys. I've got a couple things from Fun Factory. Ich mag de. I like them. The Fun Factory is, as far as I can tell, make really good quality stuff. I mean, I've only got two, but they're both really good quality. I've got one that is, it's kind of short. It's got a nub on it. It's a vibrator. Yeah. I mean, it works. Feels good. Doesn't smash into my cervix, so that's nice. The other one I've got from them is like big. Like, I wanted to get the smaller version, but I was encouraged to get the bigger version by people who were with me. So, like, I was there with them and they were there with me, so people who were with me. And they encouraged me, it was like, it's only $20 more and you get like 2 more inches or something. I don't fucking know. And it's got a vibrator in the base, and then it's got kind of a phalange that's on top, and it's got a vibrator in that too, and they can work independently. And so yeah, there's those. And then I've got a G-spot stimulator, and that one is not by Fun Factory, just because, I don't know, the store that we went to get that one actually didn't have a lot of selection from Fun Factory. And I'm an impatient bitch. God damn it. I want to go to a store, pick up a toy, and fucking go home, wash it, charge it, and play with it right fucking now. So, yeah, but not wait for that one. Let's see. So, yeah, those are my toys. The G-spot stimulator is actually pretty new. I haven't got to play with it by myself yet until now. I decided that I would try that one out. And if not, got my trusty backup shorty there. Just in case. Or just to double the pleasure. Who knows? Fuck. Okay. So, I guess that concludes the tour of all the crap in a box that I've got. So, I guess, just talk about what I'm doing and what I want to do, right? So, I'm a bit nervous, obviously, so I'm trying not to wiggle around. I mean, I was listening to the Gone Wild audio, trying to build up the courage to do this, and I mean, like, yeah, kind of wet already, and my nipples are really, really hard and really sensitive, and they really want to be touched and played with, so I guess we'll start there. Okay. What I really want done to them, I just like when they're touched, really. Just brushing your fingers over them and imagining it's somebody that I want to touch them. stroking them and playing with them. Pinching them and twisting them. God, about the only good thing about having these huge boobs is how much you get to play with them. I'm not knocking small boobs, because I'm sure they're great too, but I would not know. It really builds a sensation when you just barely flick your fingers over the tips of them. Like, seriously, if they ever get calmed down at all, even, that's all they gotta do when they're back, boop, ready for attention. Something that I kind of always knew about myself, but didn't really ever do anything about or with, is I really do get turned on when other people get turned on from what I'm doing. Like, when I said that I feed off your comments, I seriously... I read them, and I read your reactions, and you say, oh god, it's so hard, and it was, I had to go jerk off, or I gotta go find a place, and I can't wait till I get home tonight. Doesn't matter where I am, my hips start wiggling, and start getting all wet. I start thinking, what's it gonna look like? What's it gonna sound like? What are the noises that are gonna come out of his mouth? Are they gonna be deep and long and low? Are they gonna be needy and fast and... God, I really haven't done anything so far. I played with my nipples a little bit and I am... getting hot. And I'm gonna take a drink real quick, cause I don't know, maybe I'm a thirsty bitch, but thinking about all that stuff is really doing it for me, I guess. What else? I really like the thought of just, like, groping at each other's bodies. Not even, like, if you grope my boobs, yeah, but, like, when you need each other so much that your hands are just running up and down each other's bodies and you just can't stop your hands from grabbing at them and pulling them close. I guess this is mostly going to be what I want done to me. Another image that I think is really sexy. If I need to keep my head in the game, if there's like noises or something, you know, that distract you. Something that I think of is like, Jesus, the word wordsmith fail. God, when a guy's eating a girl out and he's licking her clit and it's just like, I don't even know. When it's just the cutest little thing and his tongue is flicking over it and it's making it just bobble, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I like to imagine that being me, the receiver, of course, but yeah, I can bring my head back in the game if I get distracted, which can happen when you got, roommates and random shit. Cats running around, knocking shit over in the middle of the fucking night while you're trying to get some. Okay, so maybe I should spread my knees a little bit here. Just let them fall open. I guess connected with getting turned on by you guys getting turned on is that I can imagine someone listening to me. Like, obviously not right this second, but in the future, this will be recorded and posted, and someone could be listening to it and stroking themselves or. Better thinking of me and stroking themselves. Imagining that they're doing the things to me that I'm doing. Imagining that they're the ones touching my nipples and tugging them. They can see my spread thighs and my see how well my pussy's on display for them to look at and enjoy, see. Well. Since I'm in the dark here, mostly. Except for the computer screen, because it's recording. Shall we? There it is. Okay. Get this toy, the G-spot stimulator. We'll see what it does, I guess. And I guess we'll see if you can hear it on the audio. I have a headset on, which is different than normal, but. It was kind of hard to record with my phone. But yeah. I know Turtle Beach is a good brand, so you shouldn't hear lots of outside noise, but here's hoping that you can. I guess I'm the type who likes to be teased. With just a feeling. Just running it over the outside. Imagining what it's gonna be like on the inside. Jeez, I can't even tell you how I wish that I didn't have this really weird having to be on the floor position, because if I could slap my own pussy right now, I totally would. I'll just have to imagine that you're doing it, though, I guess. God, I hope this doesn't sound like the weirdest, most awful noises ever. There, we're having a good time, right? That's the most important part. It doesn't matter who comes, who doesn't come, how long it takes, how short it is, what exactly happens, as long as everyone's having a good time. Except that, I'm a bit spoiled, and I like to take a long time. Because not only are multiple orgasms great, but, Squirting is pretty good too. Okay, I was a bit naughty, and I didn't tell you that I was spreading myself open and running that toy over me, and I found my clit. Yeah, felt good. The texture of this one, though, makes me need lube. Just a little bit. Just because it tends to suck in all my natural juices. Close to my face, you can probably hear that. Fuck, okay. Can I ask what the hell? No, I guess I know what the hell the thing is with having lights on your shit, because in the middle of the dark room, in the middle of the night, if you can't reach it, you fucking lose it somewhere, that would suck ass. I mean, you know. Lube is, yeah, like slickery. It is very slickery, but it feels goopy at first, you know? Okay. Try to keep my ADD brain on track here and not make fucking hand puppets, shadow puppets on the ceiling because of the light. Oh, fuck. Okay. Serious time now. Let's see. There we go. Spread it around. Let's see how quick we can get to teasing. We'll go with teasing. So, I guess I'll just tease it around. Not really touching my clit, but close. Maybe right next to it. Right below it. I guess I really take a long time too, because one of the things I like to do is edging. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about my tail. and all my list of toys. The tail's pretty new, actually. It's the newest thing I've got. But it's a long black cattail. Cause yeah, doesn't matter. Anyway, let's slide it down and in just a little bit. And I fucking can't remember if I even told you what that the beginning of that thought was, which was one of the reasons that I take so long is that I really like edging. You just get so close, and it feels amazing for a long time. And then you can stop and feel the buildup all over again. And it still feels as good. It doesn't feel dampened by already coming. Remember to relax those muscles. Relax. Yeah, if you guessed, you probably guessed it. There's my clit again. I guess just looking at me, you never guess how rough of stuff I'm into. People are always shocked when I mention something like, "Oh yeah, I've got a bruise." What's it from? it was a belt to the tit. I'm like, a belt. You have a bruise from a belt on your tit. I'm like, got a couple of them actually. And they're worth every little bit. It was like the eventual orgasm after edging and denying. And then finally at the end, however much longer after, come and just explode everywhere. Just burst to 1,000 pieces. And it feels good. Okay, let's try a different setting up here. Oof. That one is fast. Oh my god, that one's faster. Gee. That was kind of a build-up tickle. I don't know, I think those are my favorite, honestly. I'm like... Nah, god, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves, because I am enjoying myself. Jeez, let's see. How to explain what I'm doing. Well, this toy, if you've ever seen a G-Spot Stimulator, you know it looks like a finger, and then it's crooked at the end, kinda. So it kinda turns. that one. So, what you can do is, if you're in the right position, you can press your thighs together really tight after you've already put the toy, you know, kind of around that area. And it'll kind of pop and be above your thighs. At least if you've got, like, strong thighs like I do. And then the great thing about having such a long handle on it is that you can just push it back down. And kind of, I don't know, I guess work out your thighs and have fun at the same time. I don't even know what to talk about. Like, Jesus, I need more hands so that I can feel all this nice stuff down here. Like I'm doing right now. Then also so that I've got enough to play with my breasts. I was debating on whether I should edge or just see how full tilt we can go. And I'm thinking, have been wanting to try to break my record, which is, I don't know, like 5 by myself, because, yeah, but I was just really horny one day and didn't even have any extra stimulation of knowing that someone was going to listen to this and hear me. That they would be imagining. Because, sorry, I'm camera shy, but that they would be imagining how I was toying with this vibrator, how wiggly my hips would get, because I just, I really like it. I mean, you know, the vibrator, but also the thought of people getting off to hearing me getting off. I had to make a quick check, because when I did all the test orgasms for to see how I needed to put my headset and stuff, It stopped recording like 28 minutes in or something. I'm like, but I didn't even finish. So, I don't know. There's like at least, I don't fucking know. Anyway. Let's see. I don't know. I feel like I haven't come in a while. So I feel like I should just do it. Let's get it to right there. Okay. This isn't gonna be a nice slow one, but I'll get the tough one out of the way, I guess. Or I guess maybe we should say easy one. Because it gets harder the longer you do it. Okay. Spread these thighs a little bit wider here and just make it a quicker one. Just rolling it over my clit. Like I imagine a tongue. Up and down on this one just because, like I said, it was my first time, like, you know, not pretending. So, it's one of those things that you get a block and you go, hey, no, that's a good thing. But really, my thighs got nervous. I gotta open them again. Really, you just gotta think about things that turn you on more, like, I don't know. Like how well you could see what I was doing if you're standing in front of me. Maybe. Maybe getting excited too. Yeah, where the fuck is my hand? There it is. Ah, I know that sounds like a weird thing, but I couldn't tell where on my body my hand was. Cause it's just like not paying attention. Just laying there. There we go. Just gotta play with that nipple there at the same time as the clits. Fuck, that's one of those times where you're like, What was that noise? God, it was close too. Something that I wondered when I was thinking about doing this is if you can actually hear what I sound like. Because, I don't know, you know, make all sorts of weird sounds when you're getting close. I mean, you know, you're not really in control of your body unless you're trying to do a focused orgasm. Since I'm not doing a focused orgasm, which is what I do for the recording so that you don't hear me mew. We'll see, I guess. I guess this is proof I'm not just a tease to you. Tease myself a lot, too. I guess I got ruined when I was doing a fucking bridge over the side of the tub to get this. Right there. Right there. Now would be the Mad Hatter. Switch hands! Fuck. I should have warned about my fucking crazy brain. Not just the ADD, but fucking crazy. And there's gonna be 1.5 million references. The question is to tease or to go. Tease or go. Tease or go. Let's see. That one. If we can just set it up. Use these thighs to keep it right there. Right there. And then I can use both my hands. Play with my poor heart nipples. They want attention so bad. I mean, I guess you don't get to have a great view, but you can watch me squirm around. Mm-hmm. don't know if guys do this, but honestly, I think that they would probably do it more. You just try to find the right, exactly the perfect spot to have, like, the most insane orgasm. It's like, I can't even stop myself from teasing myself. Because I just want to find that one spot where, like, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. Well, you know what? In it goes. Oh gosh. Wow. Okay. Fuck. Oh, it's slipping. It's slipping out. I don't want to be that tight. Okay, let's see. And then we'll get old reliable here. Yeah, okay. I'm sure that this feels way more awkward for me than it does for you. Although, hopefully, my awkwardness is not translating across. So let's spread these thighs again and this pussy. Fuck, I'm so awkward. Okay. Well, and set that right there. Oh my god. And we'll set it to. This one's my favorite setting. Oh, now that I've got hands free here. Oh, fuck. Oh. Jeez. The pulsing inside of the one and the rev up of the other one. God. I mean, it's almost like getting eaten and fingered, but not quite, you know. Okay. Now that my hands are free, let's put them back to work up here. And of course, put that one back where it fucking belongs. Inside. God. What weird problems, I guess, pushing toys out when you're not even touching them. I guess it doesn't help if I squirm around so much. It feels good. There we go. Uh-huh. this one with my hands free, I swear to God. My hands free, I mean, I'm not touching any of the toys. Just my nipples. I'm just... pinching them and... God. God. Squirming around a lot now. Fuck, I'm gonna have to put the time in the outside so people are warned. Just squirm around and rock my hips. Play with these nipples. Try to be quiet so I don't wake the neighborhood. I guess. You know, because I'm polite. Mm-hmm. God, I hate having to be quiet. Makes it take longer. Definitely takes longer when a toy slips. There it is. Hard pinch these nipples, maybe. So tight, I just pushed the toy out just then. Because that could have been even more fun. I'm just laying here letting the toys go. Need water after that. Oh, see if I can get that damn toy. All right. Like, I don't know. I guess there's perks to having a tight pussy, but making your toys fucking slide out of you when you come is not a perk. At least, not if you like the after orgasm torture and build up to the next one. Which, I guess if you're going for more than one, is it's a good way to start, at least. Jesus, I hate getting sick. Because then I can't sing. Okay. Let's change this to that one. Okay, so for this experiment, fuck, put that toy back in. And we'll just turn this one into not pulses, but just vibrating. This is my first time ever using two toys, by the way. This is a lot of firsts for me. Oh, fuck. But it doesn't feel like it's gonna be the last. God, it's like I can feel the vibrations through my entire pussy, and I am going to fuck. I'm surprised the floor isn't vibrating right now. Oh my god. Maybe I just feel like it is. Oh, fuck. I hate having to be quiet. Makes my voice do weird stuff. With a stimulator inside. Oh, I guess I didn't say it was a vibrating stimulator. It's a vibrating stimulator, by the way. Oh, fuck. This other one, right? Focused right on my clit. Seriously, if I wiggle it, I'm gonna pop the other one out. I wonder how many people even think that's sexy. Well, it's a ramble fap, so I'm rambling. And if you're listening to it, it's your own fucking fault. Unless you're gonna blame me for being... for just being so enticing, you couldn't turn it off. she's about to get silly, I guess. It's at that point where you're just about there. And... oh, fuck. I was not supposed to start singing randomly. God. God, this is gonna be like 2 fucking hours long, I swear to God. It's just gonna be me going, and that's... Oh, God. That's number two, but I have to be quiet, so I get to enjoy it all its glory, but you don't. Oh, fuck, I think that's the other toy, I'm telling you. Oh, fuck. Oh. I don't even know what I could say at this moment. Like, I seriously have to take a break and move the vibrators. I don't. Sound like that. Oh. So glad I'm ambidextrous, because my one arm is getting tired. And I'm chasing that third orgasm hard. I moved slightly. If you wonder what I just blocked right there, it's a really heavy breath right into the fucking mic because I had to cover my mouth with my hand because I was about to scream. I'm gonna have to again. God. There's four. Oh, four. I bet I can beat my record. I'm so close. Oh. It's a lot easier than it was last time, though. Last time I didn't have any, thoughts of how many people are gonna be listening to me, like on purpose, not just like somebody I know in the other room, you know. Last time I had to hurry because I had to go to work. I got to the fifth one, was just like, oh fuck, hurry up, I gotta come because I gotta go. Last time I've got hours. Which is how I planned it, I guess. Let's see if I can hold back so I don't have to cover my mouth this time. Let's move the microphone back a little bit to help, so it's not going to be insanely loud. This is gonna suck, so I have to switch hands again. But that spot was on that side. Ah, such joyful torment. Try sound like a hyena. God. God, I don't know if I'm gonna make it to the fifth one. Fuck, maybe. But I gotta remember to be quiet. Why can I only have such quick orgasms from G-spot stimulation, and I just can't fucking reach right here. Oh, God. Fuck. I can hear me getting all frustrated, I'm sure. Close. Too close to let it go now. I want it bad. I'm gonna survive this one. My legs are tingling already. Not even there. Someone's enjoying my tormented sounds. God. Oh, Most amazing feeling of just tingling everywhere and just it's like you're about to fall asleep after a hot bath. And your body's so relaxed and you just can't help it. I told you they got harder as you went off. This is why I only made it to 5 last time. Oh, it's been a while though. It might not have been. Oh. God. I'm definitely getting my core workout. God, if I didn't keep squirming so much, I wouldn't keep losing that spot. It's hard enough already. God. God, I can feel myself dripping all over the place, and it's just it's not fair. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. so hot. Especially since I can't hardly move. God, I can't even reach the computer to tell it to stop recording. I don't know what to say and I can't move. Fuck. Oh. I guess if you've made it this far, you're either listening to this audio when you're doing something else like cleaning, which I'm guilty of listening while I'm doing other stuff, or you're a fucking trooper and, oh my god, I can't believe you made it this far, because I can't believe that I made it this far and I was the one with all the stimulation. I don't know. I guess. I need another drink. I have no idea how long this is. It could be 10 minutes, and it could be 20 minutes, and I don't fucking know, but I tell you, we haven't come yet. You're like I said, doing something else, or the fucking master of edging. Listen closer and you can hear me swallow the fucking water. Oh my god, now it's just ramble, ramble, ramble. God. Okay. I guess since I can't fucking move, I'll just tell you what my after state is. Okay. Fuck. I'm still laying here in just a tank top and my socks. But I can't hardly move my arms. And my legs are shaking, and my arms are shaking, and my whole body just feels like, I don't know. I've never had a massage, but I imagine that that's what this feels like after you get a really good massage. Because I can't fucking reach that toy and I can't fucking move the stimulator that popped out when I came the second time is still just going, and it's like against my ass. It's vibrating. Oh, God, that feels weird. Oh, it tickles. Yeah, that's what some of the laughing was. Oh, move a leg. Oh, God, there. Off you. Fuck. I'm so glad I put towels under me, because I can feel myself dripping all over the fucking place. Just sopping wet. Fuck. Well, I hope you guys had a good time, because I sure as hell did. I don't know if I even ever answered it from, like, forever ago, what my favorite toy was. I'm thinking... I'm gonna go with a reliable. I mean, my favorite out of the stimulation ones is probably old reliable, which is a small one. Yep. If I had to go with not stimulation, just my favorite thing to use, probably the silks. Okay. Probably gonna cut it after this, because holy fuck, but I'm gonna lay here and recuperate for a minute.